This is Dakota Datebook for March 3rd. On this date, in 1906, Wahpeton papers refuted reports that Reverend Edmonds was alive and well with a woman who was not his wife. The sudden disappearance of Reverend Edmonds had become the subject of much speculation and gossip. Some suspected foul play or suicide, and newspapers continued to offer various theories about the case. Fargo and Grand Forks papers reported that a Wahpeton man claimed to have seen Edmonds in Winnipeg with a woman. Mrs. Edmonds and her daughter had gone back east, believing her husband was dead. Edmonds was last seen walking by the Red River on December 21st. He had long been outspoken about the moral state of Wahpeton, publishing newspaper editorials condemning saloons, bootleggers, and prostitution. His followers applauded him, while his critics mocked him, with one editor dismissing Edmonds as a temperance crank. Wahpeton papers asserted that Edmonds had simply fallen into the river and that his body would be recovered in the spring. The man who thought he saw Edmonds alive was questioned and admitted his mistake. It was later revealed that Edmonds had resigned from the Congregational Church and planned to leave Wahpeton in the spring. His followers were disheartened by both his departure and his apparent demise. Edmonds had graduated from Dartmouth College and Andover Theological Seminary. A special diving unit was called to Wahpeton to search for Edmonds' body. A crowd gathered to watch, but after 2 weeks, the operation failed. The search resumed in the spring, and Edmonds' body was found less than a mile downriver. It was theorized that he had fallen into a hole cut in the ice for watering stock, and his hat was found floating in the hole at the time of his disappearance. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrick. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.